Glorious God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for the air that we breathe and the lives that we have. God, we pray that you would remind us of your love for us, remind us of our future in you through Jesus Christ. And it is in his name that we pray. Amen. Do you ever look back? Do you ever look back? And by that I mean, do you ever look back on your life? We have this habit of doing that, don't we? Of looking back, of looking backwards, of seeing the past. We see the good things, sure. We see those things that have happened in the past. We remember the good memories. And we magnify them in our minds sometimes, often making those moments bigger and better than they actually were. There's a thing called the glory days. And many of us live in that sometimes, in those glory days. But I think many of us also look back on the bad times too. Sometimes we magnify them. We focus on what we should have done or what we shouldn't have done. We focus on how we could have been a better person if we did this or that, or maybe didn't do any of those things. We focus on our mistakes, our bad decisions, our regrets. And then we make them bigger too. We make those things bigger than they really were, and other times they just were really bad anyway. And we don't have to make them any bigger. But whether we look back on the good or the bad, we look back very often. Maybe too often. I remember when I was learning to drive. I had my learner's permit, and I would go out, and my grandfather would take me out. And I remember this one time in particular, I was in the 1989 white Buick Century Limited. It would become mine when I would buy it from him a few months later. And he took me out, and I had this habit. I would always look in the rearview mirror. I would always look in the rear view instead of focusing on the road ahead of me. And this one time, and I'll never forget it, I was doing just that. And I was supposed to yield. There was a sign that said I should yield, and yet I missed the sign. Thankfully, we were not crushed, and the vehicle was not messed up, and we weren't hurt or anything. But I learned that day that you can't drive forward by looking behind you all the time. Paul, in today's passage, he talks about this to some degree. He reminds the Philippian church that is going through some struggles of their own, of his staunch pedigree. He was a Jew by birth, a part, a member of the chosen people of God. And he was a strict observer of the law who zealously persecuted the church. He was there when Stephen, the first Christian martyr, was stoned and killed. He held the coats of the men who did it. He went on to persecute others. He was complicit in these things. And by any Jewish standard of his time, he was a good Jew because of all of them. And yet he says he counts all of that as rubbish here. In verse 8, he says, it's all rubbish or garbage, or a more accurate translation as I looked into it. He says that it's like feces or excrement. It's absolutely worthless, right? It's of no value to him. Why? Why? Because he realizes that none of those things in his past, none of those things that he did himself, are going to help him be in Christ. None of them help him to know Jesus more fully, to be found in him. That kind of righteousness or goodness from being a Jew all of his life has no meaning for him anymore, because it can only get him so far. His works can only get him so far. But being in Christ, he realizes that's what matters. That is what matters. It is Christ who matters. And it is the only righteousness worth having, being found in Christ through his faith in him and by God's grace, that he would have any righteousness at all. You see, Paul realizes that in order to be found in Christ, he has to die to himself. He has to give up his past. He has to count all of that pedigree and works of the law as garbage if he's to know Christ and the power of his resurrection in his own life. You know, something has to die before it can be brought back to life in a new way. And Paul understood this, having met the resurrected Christ. His ego, his pride, his sense of self, he understood that it had to die so that he could become a new self, not in and of himself, but in the person, in the divine Son of God, Jesus Christ himself. Again, not by what Paul does, but by putting his trust in Christ and what he did for Paul and for all of us. And this is the only way that he can truly be in Christ and have any justification. The only way he can be justified and made righteous, not by his own efforts really, but by saying, God, whatever I have done, good, bad, or indifferent, none of it matters in comparison to Jesus. I believe, I trust in you to make it all, to make my past, to leave it in the rear view. I trust in you to make it all right and to forgive me for it all. And so Paul realizes that his justification is based not on himself, but on Christ. He hasn't, he admits in the text that he hasn't realized the full reality of sanctification, that he isn't perfect yet. He realizes this. But he also understands that he can't look back to see and be reminded of just how imperfect he really was when he thought he was being perfect according to the law. He was just as broken as any of us. But now he realizes that he has been made new in Christ, and he trusts and he relies on God to forgive him for everything in spite of it all because of God's grace, which is God's unmerited favor and love for each of us, calling us into relationship with God. So Paul, he can't look back in the rearview mirror all the time. He has to, the text says, to forget what lies behind, but strain forward to what lies ahead. Meaning he's looking ahead to the resurrection of the dead. The idea that this world will be redeemed. That somehow, in spite of himself and all of us sinners who would put in our trust in Christ, that we will be saved through God's grace. He looks ahead to that and that good news. And how profound that is. And so he moves forward. He presses on toward the goal of the prize of the heavenly call of God in Jesus Christ. He presses on to the goal of the resurrection of the dead. Not just in spirit, but in body and soul, the material and the immaterial, redeemed by the blood of Christ and made through new through the Son of God. That's what Paul does. And so, brothers and sisters, children of God, I'm here to remind you today that no matter what lies on the road behind you, the evils, the regrets, the glory days, the destruction, the sadness, the grief that keeps playing over and over in your mind, whether it was 5 minutes ago or whether it was 50 years ago, that we are called by the Lord to press on. That we mustn't always look in our rearview mirrors, that somehow through the grace of God, the power of God, that we must forget what lies behind, not looking back all of the time. Because that distracts us and takes our eyes off of looking ahead, looking forward. Sometimes we have to just look forward even if we don't necessarily want to, because God calls us to. Sometimes straining, like the runner at the end of a race to achieve that prize. And here's the best part. And I alluded to it in the kids' message. There isn't just one gold medalist. And for me, when I was trying to get my driver's license, there isn't just one driver's license to be given out or a trophy for the winner. There isn't just one. But we can all be winners because Christ made it that way, made that available to us. He opened it up for us. It isn't our effort or skill that would make us a victor in Christ, but it is our dying to ourselves and being made a new creation in Christ. It is saying, God, I believe, as we read last week, help me with my unbelief. It isn't saying, I can't do this, I can't handle my past, but you, Lord, are handling my past, my present, and my future. And I trust in you. And so I urge you, each of us, to remember this. That we can't drive forward. We can't press on if we're looking in the rearview mirror all the time. Keep your eyes on the road ahead. Put your trust in Christ. And let Him lead your way. Focus on Him. And if you need to recommit or you need to commit for the first time, then do it. Don't delay. No one is promised another day. But put your trust in Him today and keep your eyes focused forward. I learned that day with my grandfather that I couldn't drive while watching the mirrors all the time. Looking behind me, I couldn't move forward as long as I was doing that. It's okay to look back sometimes, but stop looking back all the time. Look ahead and put your trust in Christ today. Keep your focus on Him and the future that you can have and will have in Him. Amen.